Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hey, can I have your name?
Is this Orbit Design Agency?
Yes, sir.
May I have your name, please?
This is Joe Wilson.
Can I speak to the person in charge of this company?
Absolutely. Well, can I have your name as well so I can let them know?
My name is Charles Jiang.
All right, okay, just give me a quick
Can I ask you
second,
something?
please.
Can you tell me your
Yes,
name
of
again,
course.
sir?
Yes, this is Joe Wilson.
Olson, right? And you're based where?
San Jose, California.
Okay, and so here's the thing, Olson. I don't know how long you've been working there, okay? But do you know who Chase Miles is?
Yes, I do.
Well, you also know that everyone has fake names. I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care that everyone is, actually not using their real name. I don't care that my work is outsourced to Pakistan, right? I don't care that, Orbit Design Agency's LLC dissolved like last year. Okay, I don't care about any of that stuff. What I do care is the bill of services that I paid for, right, in October of last year. Okay? And I mean, I don't know if you're how familiar you are with the quality of work that Orbit Design Agency does, okay? But it has been the worst. And I've lived life long enough. I've had some bad experiences, but this is by far, the worst service I've ever experienced, both in professionalism and lack of quality. Now, Olsen, I know that you're not the one doing this work, okay? You're the messenger, right? You're the intermediary, okay? But it's getting to the point where I just don't know what to do other than escalate this to a legal recourse. I don't want to do that because it's not that, this is not like, multi-million dollar deal or something like that, right?
Absolutely,
But
sir.
it just, here's the thing. I don't know whether or not you take pride in where you work or if you associate the ethical values that Orbit Design Agency does, okay? But at the end of the day, this company that you work for is screwing me over, okay? It's been 7 months since I was supposed to have my website. October is when I paid for it. I was told it'd be done in December, right? Are you familiar with websites yourself?
Well, do you do me? I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
I got you. I got you. All right,
Okay.
go ahead, please.
So I don't know internally what, how people talk about me as a client, right? I'm sure that they have their own version of the truth, but the fact stands that I had a bill of services that I have not received successfully, and people put me on the runaround. Like no one sends calendar meetings unless I force them to. People cancel meetings after the meeting has started. And then all that is horrible, but the worst part is I still don't have my website. Okay? And I just don't know what to do at this point. I hired a third party developer expert to audit the work that Orbit did, and I was told that this is something that could have been done very quickly in a few days, what I currently have. This website was supposed to be a clone of my existing website. It's not reinventing the wheel. I didn't ask for original design. I asked for a more evolved, advanced version of my current Squarespace website, right? And so I don't know what to do. I'm hoping because you're customer service, you can help me. I don't know if the owner of this business is aware of this level of poor quality service and work that was provided. But I mean, I have significant documentation from the lack of professionalism, right, to the shitty work quality that I received. I'm taking receipts of everything, of videos, I have pictures, emails, text messages, right? I mean, at this point, I don't know whether to escalate. Who can I speak to get this job done? I've lost all expectations that Orbit can actually finish the job, but there is a list of things I absolutely need them to do, okay? Because a deal is a deal. Otherwise, refund my money. I have 100% money back guaranteed, 100% satisfaction guaranteed that Chase Miles gave me, right?
Of course, of course. Of course, we always do provide that, yes.
Right. So the fact that it's reached this point is out of the kindness of my heart, because the only really professional person there is Joe Parker. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the best guy there.
Yeah, I
Ever
know.
Since he left, the progress has stopped. You know, and I mean, it's to the point where it's really embarrassing. It'd be like one of those like expose journalisms where they if they did like a undercover thing of Orbit Design Agency, how embarrassing it would be. You know,
absolutely,
it showed
it is.
How like how all that sales pitch bullshit is just bullshit. It's just to get my money up front and then just leave me hanging. It took blood, sweat, and tears to get what I have right now, the prototype that they've built right now.
Absolutely.
It took 7 months.
Absolutely, I do understand. If I was in your shoes, if I put myself in your shoes, of course I will be that kind of frustrated with the work. All right? But tell me about it, all right? I'm here to go ahead and help you out, okay? All right, and I will try my
okay.
best to go ahead and deliver the website to you as fast as I can, because I'm the one who takes care of it. I'm the head of production over here. All right, so I'll just go ahead and make sure that whatever the website is about, all right, and from wherever the website is lacking at the moment, I'll just go ahead and complete it and give it back to you. Okay, sounds good. All right, so tell me
where are
we standing at the moment, so I can just go ahead and take care of it from there.
Well, what's your email address? I'll CC you in the email. Hold on one second. I have Peter Davidson calling. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. So I have Peter Davidson on the line, who's the account manager helping me handle this. Okay. I sent an email to him this morning. Right? To him and Sam, you know, pretty much complaining about, it's the same old thing. It's the same old thing. You know, so I don't know what to do at this point because I'm going cross-eyed. You know, I mean, this is not, it puts me in a difficult position because I know that Peter tries his best, I think. I think he's had a recent spate of illnesses, you know, and tragedies that I want to believe. But all of those meetings have been canceled after the meeting had already started, you know, and like that sort of like small, like these small details are what makes a company a professional company or a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have not experienced any professional service, right? And it's deeply regrettable. I have not exercised the guarantee, 100% satisfaction guarantee. I know that Joe Parker and then Peter, they use their time to try to make things happen. But at the end of the day, I don't think the developers know what they're doing. I had a third-party developer that I paid, right, to audit the current website. Okay, I paid a couple hundred bucks to do a full audit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the website that was built is just, it's built on a bag of just dirt. It's just a horrible website. It's something that could have been done in like a couple of days. And it's just very poorly done. I sent over a list from the feedback that my developer provided me with to Peter and Sam. And I don't expect, at this point, I do not expect Orbit to give me a fully polished website as promised, right? And if I were to go take this to court, you guys would be dead to your rights. I have 100% guarantee that I have an email. I forwarded that email today, just a moment ago, to Peter, to Sam, to Joe Parker, showing that this is the bill of services that I received. Okay, only a portion of that has been completed. I don't understand why. You know, is this a joke? Is my business a joke? You know, and the amount of, and I could actually quantify the opportunity cost this has cost for me. Because I didn't have a website in December, we had to change all our marketing plans. Right now, it's almost July. I emphasized that to Peter numerous times. But despite that, you know, like nothing ever happens on time, nothing. You know, it's July. It's almost literally July. So I want to know from a customer service standpoint, you said you're the head of production, can you escalate and prioritize my project and get it done with? If you guys are really a professional design agency, I don't see why that would be a problem.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly, Charles. And that,
hi there,
are you on the call
to
Joe?
Hey, Peter, this is Joe. How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm
Wait,
doing fine.
Joe, is this Joe Parker?
No, this is Joe Wilson.
Oh, Joe Wilson. Okay.
Yes.
So what could be done? Because I'm really sick of this runaround. I'm sick of chasing you guys. I'm sick of trying to police the work. You guys are supposed to be the experts. I'm not supposed to be one saying, like, why is this wrong? Why is this wrong?
Absolutely. Well, you're right. You're right. All right. And I think that Peter, I have seen Peter running around for your work. All right. And he is trying really hard to go ahead and make sure that the website has been completed. I always ask him about your website, like, what is up? What is up with this? Why is it lagging around? All right. But he is really doing a really good job. All right. So I would suggest, all right, that Peter is doing a good job. So let him just go ahead and complete it.
What do you mean a good job? What is your criteria for a good job? Just because you try hard at something doesn't mean it's a good job.
No,
right? A good job means good work.
On a priority basis, all right? I will have him to go ahead and take care of your project on a priority basis, all right, to make sure that we go ahead and deliver your website before time. I know it's late. I know that there was lag in the past. All right, but I'll make sure that it's not happening and everything is being delivered to you on time, what we go ahead and commit to you, okay?
But Joe Wilson, right? I mean,
yes,
I know that's not your real name, but let's just say Joe Wilson, okay?
Well, that is, of course.
Well, quote-unquote Joe, here's the thing. I've heard that from you guys probably every week that, you know, like, don't worry, we'll get it to you, we'll get it done. It has. That's not the case. It's July. When you say we'll get to you on time, that's already after the fact. There's no more on time. It's July almost. So on time would have been December. So right now, it's trying hard, all these, like, you know, lip service things, while I appreciate it, it doesn't end up with me getting the bill of services that I paid for. So when you say to me, all you want, like, prioritize this, and you're going to, you know, escalate that, I want to see it done to believe it. I haven't seen it to believe it.
You will see it. You will see it. It wasn't brought up to me before, all right? But you will see things being changed and things being expedited for you, all right? Things being taken care of on priority basis for you. And you will not be having any kind of – we will not be having this kind of conversation over again. And that is my promise over to you, all right? There will be no any kind of delay. There will be no any kind of things. And, of course, you do have my email address, do you, or no?
I don't have it. Please give it to me so I can forward you – the email that I sent to Peter and Sam.
Absolutely. All right. But what I'll do is I'll have things expedited for you. All right. I'll have all of the things being taken care of from my end as well. I will overlook it myself and make sure that everything is being taken care of.
Okay. What's your email address?
Well, it is joe.wilson.
Joe.wilson at
Orbit. At orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay, I just forwarded you the email. So I'm willing to make a compromise because realistically, I've heard this song before, Joe. So please excuse me if I'm not like, oh, thank God you're saying it, Joe, because now I believe you. All right, this has been 6 months of jerking me around.
I will not ask you to go ahead and believe me right now. Once you see the progress, then you can just go ahead and let me know, like, hey, all right, everything is all good. I'll come to you, all right, I'll give you a call myself, and I'll ask you about the progress myself. Because I will be seeing it, and I will be taking care of it myself for you with Peter.
Okay. Joe Parker? Because Joe Parker, he's been really on point. I do say Joe Parker has been very on point. So What is your phone number, Joe Wilson?
My phone number? All right, let me just go ahead and provide it to you. Are you ready with the number? It's 831.
I'm ready. 831.
217.
217.
3979.
All right, I have your word, Joe Wilson. As a man and as a professional, I do expect to be this phone call to result in, because I called and I spoke with Joe Wilson, he's a man of his word, that I'll see some actual results, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I appreciate that. So please.
I'll go ahead and
– I'm at my – yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just saying, just please, I ask of you, as a human being, you know, you're a human being, I'm a human being,
absolutely.
Right? Just have some empathy for my situation and the injustice I've experienced with Orbit Design Agency. I'm fine not leaving a bad review and just making this totally public. I just want what was given to me, and it could quietly, we could just, that's all I'm asking for, right?
Absolutely. Well, I do understand, as a human being, we should go ahead and get the work done, all right? And we will not be having this kind of a conversation over again, and I promise you this, that you will not be sad or angry or getting mad over this work ever again, all right?
I really hope so. I really hope so, Joe. And I appreciate you saying that to me. I appreciate that guarantee. And so when will I expect a follow-up? When's the next checkpoint that I can expect?
Well, Peter, how much work has been left on his project up till now?
Well, we were fixing the mobile responsiveness of the website, and I guess most of the pages were almost done. However, yes, still the blog page was still left, as I had to work from the office because of my mother and Joe. Charles was not believing me, so can you please explain to him the condition of my mother too, that I was not in the office yesterday, and I'm not in the office today too, because of the condition of my mother. So if you can please explain him so that he can trust me again, and I can work on his website back and forth, and we can complete it as soon as possible.
Well, absolutely, Charles.
All right, I understand. Joe Wilson, I believe, Peter, I believe you. It's just, please understand, because we've had like 6-7 cancellations after the meeting started, you know, it's hard for me to believe you when you don't give me advance notice, and all of a sudden I'm on the Zoom, no one's responding. So let me ask you this, Joe Wilson, let me ask you a simple question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What part of Peter's body did he fracture recently?
What was that? His
what
hand?
Part of Peter Davidson's body was fractured recently?
His hand.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, that's unfortunate, and I feel really bad that Peter Davidson is going through a string of just misfortunate times, as am I. And so I've expressed to Peter have I not expressed to you my empathy? I felt bad that you're going through this situation.
Completely. And
been understanding and trying to accommodate that, right? Giving you extra time, giving you 2 weeks extra time when needed, and then there was not the results that we had. It's on video. It's simply on video. We tape all of our Zooms, Joe Wilson, right? So this is not like my word versus anyone else. This is all documented, just so that I can't be told, oh, we never said that. It's like, no, actually, literally, you did say that, you know? So that's what I'm saying is, moving forward, you know, let's have some accountability. Let's use calendars like professionals. And so I'm glad we had this call right now. And so I expect, and by the way, update, Peter, that you just gave, that's all front-end stuff. I sent you a list of disasters that, because I'm not a developer, I wouldn't know, and I don't trust you guys, obviously, because I don't trust you guys, the quality work you do. I hired another developer to audit the work that was done, and it's a disaster. I want you to know that. They said this is something that was done by an amateur WordPress developer, and they gave me a list of things that needs to be fixed. So not just the front-end stuff that me and you have been talking about, because it's easy for me to tell you the feedback, oh, I want this color, this font is too big. Not just that, the back-end stuff is stuff that I can't quality control. I can't be like, well, why'd you do this? So I expect you, I have this person on call to audit the work once you guys do it. Okay, and that will be the basis of whether or not it's a job well done.
Absolutely. Well, Charles, you do have my word. I have given you my word that it will be taken care of for you. All right. You will not be having this kind of a conversation ever again. All right. Because all of the things will be taken care of by Peter and myself as well. All right. Peter did have his unfortunate times when his mother was ill and he was called in an emergency that we had to let him go. All right. And this is a time that, well, I can say this is unfortunate, and the time, all right, can be on anyone, all right? At any time, something can happen, all right? So that is the reason we do not hold any of our employee back, all right? If they're getting a call from home, like, hey, your mother is not well, and his mother...
No, I understand that. I have no problem with that. Joe, if this was a one-time thing, I would have no problem with that, okay? I would have no problem with that, but this is a six-month thing. So while this happened, his mother got sick, and, you know, this week has been a disaster for him. What about the 5 and 3 weeks, 5 months and 3 weeks.
I take that responsibility on me, okay? I take that responsibility on me, and you will not be having any kind of issues from now on moving onward. Peter, are you there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, okay. Well, let's just go ahead and make sure that Mr. Charles is not having any kind of issues regarding the website. Whatever he's asking for, we go ahead and deliver it to him. I will be looking into it myself with you, so we can just go ahead and make things faster for him and process everything, whatever he desires, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
And so, like, the other stuff was the checkout process. You know, that was something that, where is it? Chase Mike. The reason why I even bought the service from you guys was he told me the checkout process is so smooth on WordPress. Take a look at the website, Joe Wilson. I want you to actually see for yourself. And if this was like your father's business, right? Would you be like, oh, you guys did a good job, or would you get pissed like me? I think you would get pissed like me if this was your father's business that he uses to make a living, right? So take a look, and you'll see that right now the checkout process, it's like filling out a car application. That's not a smooth checkout process. It's like no one gives a shit about my website. So please, all I ask is, did you get the email? I sent you an email. Did you see that, Joe Wilson?
Of course. Well, I will, whatever the issues are coming up on the website, okay, I will have Sam Jones as well, okay? I will have and make sure that all of the team is taking care of this project on a priority basis for you, okay?
All right, so when can I expect a follow-up?
When can we expect a follow-up, Peter? We can go ahead and provide them to you.
Well, we can, about the mobile responsiveness, we can schedule a time for Friday for 3 p.m. And then mobile responsiveness, everything will be fixed by Friday. And on Monday or Tuesday, whatever errors George is facing on the back end of the website, I'll get those fixed and I'll update him. And we both can go on the call and explain George about the back end of the server too, that everything's fixed. So by Friday, I'll try to make the mobile responsiveness completely up and running so that there are no issues on the mobile responsiveness thing. And then from there, we can move forward.
All right. So then will you send me a calendar invite, Peter, like a professional?
Yes. Yes, I'll send you the calendar invite, and you'll receive it in the next 30 minutes as I'll be home. So I will be sending you the calendar invite in the next 30 minutes.
Okay, because this Friday I cannot do 2 p.m. Can you have everything done for the mobile responsiveness by 12 p.m.? Also, the website. The desktop website is now messed up ever since the mobile responsiveness. I've checked on other computers, and no, it's not because my computer for some reason renders it weird. It is a thing that's happening if I'm not patched into Orbit Design Agency servers. It's not cached on my computer to look normal. Okay, it looks messed up now. So 12 o'clock this Friday, I expect all the front-end stuff that we spoke about to be done effectively, correctly, not just like, you know, in a shitty way where I have to be like, why, in an obviously shitty way where it's like, why would you think this is good work? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do that. I'll do that, and I'll update you on Friday at 12 p.m. And I'll send
all right.
you a calendar invite.
Peter, I have your word. Joe Wilson, I have your word. I really hope this is the last time we have this sort of conversation, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. I look forward to getting the calendar invite, Peter.
Yes, I'll send you in the next 30 minutes.
All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.